A few years ago, I told my sons about a mystery I've never solved. My husband and I used to go walking in a park near our home in Vienna, Virginia, a suburb of Washington, D.C. And I'd very often find a penny along the wooded path we walked, one half hidden under a leaf, another laying at the side of the path. But very nearly every day we'd go walking after work. And on most of those walks, I'd find a penny in the dirt on the path in the park, and I wondered who was leaving them. This became quite a ritual for us, the walking, the pennies. One day, after finding the day's coin, I suddenly remembered that when I was a little girl, my grandma used to give me a penny for each hand before I left her house. I shared the memory with my husband. My grandma had died several years before. And at that exact moment, I found a second penny right at my feet. I decided that day that the pennies must be from heaven. I told my sons the penny story a few years back during a discussion about real-life mysteries. The very next day, I opened the paper and learned that a man from Vienna had been arrested in a park for espionage. After some investigation, I found out that, yes, he'd used the same park where I'd found my pennies. And more. Along the same path I walked, under a bridge I remember very well, he would allegedly leave top-secret information for the KGB. And the KGB would express its gratitude by leaving money. Much, much more than a penny or two, of course, under that same bridge. 17 separate times. The affidavit claimed that the man and the KGB had worked out signals. A horizontal strip of white tape on the road sign nearby meant that money, or perhaps diamonds, awaited the man in a plastic bag taped under a certain corner of the bridge. Knowing this, I have a hazy memory of feeling very uncomfortable at one time around that area of the path in the park. I vaguely recall a chance meeting with someone there when something just didn't seem right. Of course, it could have been anyone, and the years don't parallel exactly those in the affidavit. But that particular place on the path in the park is frozen in time for me. I can bring to mind the bridge, the highway sign, the Moose Lodge nearby, as if I'd walked it for the last time yesterday, not many years ago, many walks in many different places later. My pennies, found along the path where the FBI agent and the KGB exchanged information and money, are in a bowl in my living room, a bowl made in Poland where my grandma was born that I bought specially to hold the pennies. But now I wonder if maybe they weren't sent from the heavens, but dropped along the path as a sort of sign from very worldly individuals. I'll probably never know. We returned to the path a few weeks after the man's arrest. We parked our car, we walked to the bridge, just to show the boys where this had all happened. And along a straightaway on the path, my oldest son found his first mystery penny. Just one. I'm Amy Guida.